Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unlimited selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. For the next 3 hours, you won't be disappointed. We'll guarantee you that. We're going to have some fun. So let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great. Looking forward to another weekend and another show
tonight. Never used to look forward to weekends until, you know, when you're doing radio 5 days a week and the other stuff, you know, you need a little break.
Nah, weekends, I mean, in our business, typically,
no, that's what I mean.
Weekends,
you know that.
And weekdays are the same.
For years, like, people would say, oh, you know, it's a holiday. I'd be like, really?
Right.
Holiday is that?
Right.
Aren't you off? No. I worked on Thanksgiving, Chris, in Detroit for like 20 years in a row. Thanksgiving Day game is a holiday in Detroit. I always worked the game and then had dinner afterwards, you know?
Yeah, man, I did Christmas Day for the NBA, you know.
Yeah, the Knicks used to play all the time, too.
At Christmas dinner in the Oklahoma City airport with Huey
Lewis in the news?
Hubie Brown.
Oh, Hubie Brown.
Yeah.
We did New Year's, what did we do? New Year's something. When was the Super Bowl? No. We watched the Super Bowl in Oakland. I'll never forget when I was covering the Knicks, and they had a spread set up for the media. Mr. C. John Cirillo was the PR guy, main guy.
Right.
Dennis D'Agostino. But they took care of us, you know, set up a TV, wings, food, Chris, for the writers, because we were on the road for the Super Bowl. So it was
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yep. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the ones and twos, of course, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. It's a funky Flashback Friday, so he will be where?
I'm in the crates!
Deep in those crates.
What's up, Alex?
Well, hello, Alex. Mr. Chris.
On the updates. Hey, Steve. Is our man Steve DeSager, and on the ones and twos, Elijah Sebunya. All right, Rob, of course, this weekend, as every weekend for the next few months, big because of the NFL. Of course, you got the baseball playoffs starting as well, or the divisional rounds. But the big game is Sunday night, and that is the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys, two of, I think, what's generally regarded as the top three teams in the NFC this year, the Niners, the Cowboys, and the Eagles. Niners have eliminated the Cowboys the last 2 years in the playoffs, and so this is a big game. I think it's bigger for the Cowboys. I think it's big. You know, both teams obviously want to win it, but I would argue it's bigger for the Cowboys. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers have nothing to prove tomorrow, Sunday, I mean. Right. It is about the Cowboys. They're the ones trying to come up, if you will, Chris. So it's up to them.
Yeah, they want to exercise some demons, so to speak, right? You don't want to enter the playoffs having lost now three times in a row to the 49ers, twice in the playoffs the last 2 years, and then Sunday night. You don't want to go into the playoffs facing them, knowing that they've beat you the last three times and they've handled you. You got that in the back of your mind. Nor do you want to go in there feeling like, man, let's hope somebody else beats them. I'm not saying if the Cowboys lose, their season's over, that their chances of going to the Super Bowl are over. But they want to get this win.
Right. No, too early. You can't say that, right?
Nah. And, you know, every game is its own entity, so to speak. But they definitely understand the importance of this game, and they've talked about that. And there's a lot of different matchups people are talking about. You know, we didn't think we'd be here a year ago, but one of the big ones is which quarterback do you trust more, Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott? And then some people will talk about the coaches as well. Mike McCarthy has won a Super Bowl back in 2011 or 2010 season with the Green Bay Packers. Kyle Shanahan is really a celebrated coach for San Francisco. Has taken them to the Super Bowl but hasn't won it. Obviously, in a Super Bowl with Atlanta as the offensive coordinator, hasn't won it. And so that's another matchup people are talking about.
That's the one I'm interested in.
Yeah, go ahead and expound on that.
Yeah, and when you talk about these two coaches, Chris, you were just on visual, you would look at it and say it's a mismatch. You take Shanahan any day over Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy has, despite the success he's had, people don't look at him the same way. We talk about it all the time with Sean Payton. Chris, his numbers are very similar, but one guy is thought of as the hotness and the other guy is thought of as an also-ran, even though the numbers are very, very close.
Right, right.
But in this case, if you were to ask me, in a big game, which guy I'd rather have, it would be Mike McCarthy and not Kyle Shanahan. As great as Kyle Shanahan has been as a regular season coach, and he has. He's piled up the wins, Chris. I can't take that away from him. His offenses have been unbelievable. He looked like unstoppable no matter who you put in at quarterback. I'll give him all of that. But when it comes down to winning time, crunch time, making the right calls, getting the first downs and the points you need to seal victories when it matters most, Kyle Shanahan in the big moments has turned to goo, and so has his teams. In the fourth quarter of the 49ers' last three playoff losses, Super Bowl versus the Chiefs, NFC Championship games, versus the Rams and Eagles, Kyle Shanahan's team has been outscored 37-0. This is fourth quarters, Chris, of games that they were like leading and you thought they were on their way. 37-0. According to ESPN's win probability metric, Shanahan had a 95.3% chance of winning when the 49ers were up 20-10 with 7:26 to go. That was in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Shanahan's Falcons, Chris, as offensive coordinator, had a 99.6% chance of winning when they were up 28-12 with 9 minutes to go. We know how that ended. And then when you look at the records, of course, McCarthy's been in a lot more game playoff games, Chris. He has a better he's done a better job. Obviously, he won a Super Bowl. Kyle hasn't. In the regular season, McCarthy 158-98-2. That's 6-16 winning percentage, Chris. Kyle Shanahan 56-46. That's a 549. Good. McCarthy 11-10 in the playoffs. Shanahan 6-3 in the playoffs. So I get it. Kyle Shanahan has beaten Mike McCarthy the last 2 years. But if I really wanted a big game victory, and I'm talking about when it comes down to soup the nuts and the one that really matters, I would take Mike McCarthy because he's done it. And so far, not only has Kyle Shanahan not done it, Chris, he's failed miserably in those moments.
There is no doubt, and we've talked about it a few times on this show, that Shanahan has fumbled the ball, so to speak, in some of those big moments. You mentioned with San Francisco as the head coach, you know, also, what were they, 28-3?
Chris, ridiculous.
In the Super Bowl. Now, he wasn't the head coach in Atlanta, but he was the offensive coordinator. And just no way they should have given up that game, even though Tom Brady obviously played great in the second half. I mean, you got that kind of lead, just run the ball.
And they only ran four times in the second half.
I mean, run out the clock. And even that San Francisco-Kansas City game, they have been running the ball really well.
And then they started
and then
throwing.
They stopped, right. So sometimes it seems like he gets too cute. Like, you know, he gets too much into that boy genius.
I'm the smartest guy in the room. Yeah,
reputation that he has. I think with McCarthy, the reason he doesn't get the respect, I mean, and he should be a respected coach. He won the Super Bowl. His teams are essentially always in the hunt when he was in Green Bay. And then for the most part, and then with Dallas, he's won 12 games his last 2 years. But, you know, I think people look at it like, man, you only got to one Super Bowl, not even one, just one, but you only got to one with Aaron Rodgers for all those years, you know? And I think people look at that, the defense was a problem a lot of times, but he's the head coach. And so even though he's more of an offensive guy, you know, you're the head coach. You're responsible for everything. Like in Denver now, Vance Joseph is the defensive coordinator, but ultimately 70 points sits at Sean Payton.
That's on his record,
step.
Chris. There's yeah, no doubt about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And so I think it's similar with Mike McCarthy. And then, of course, his last few years in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers didn't end well. I mean, it just fizzled. And so people tend to think of him as kind of outdated, like the game is passed him by a little bit. I think he's underrated in that regard because, as you said, his record's similar to Sean Payton's. But I also think, Rob, the way these last two playoff games has ended for the Cowboys, that's on Mike McCarthy too. I mean, the poor clock management. I mean, we saw a couple years ago Dak Prescott doesn't slide. You can blame it on him, but it was like they were chickens with their heads cut off out there, not knowing what to do. And then last year, they run a play with Ezekiel Elliott at center. I mean, it was just – they looked like nonsense. I mean, it's comical the way they've ended these games. So I would not necessarily take McCarthy over Shanahan. Now, I agree. Shanahan's got to get it done in a big moment. He's got to – I don't know what in the world gets in his head in these last or few minutes as you – some of the Super Bowls you brought up. But I think offensively that dude is sensational. And it shows in that offense that they have. And, you know, sure, they've got stars. But, you know, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, a lot of those guys, you know, they benefit from the system. Dude, they're great players, don't get me wrong. But Christian McCaffrey, who was great in Carolina, but we've never seen him look like this. Like, he looks better than ever. And so I'm going to give Kyle Shanahan some credit for all that. And I think McCarthy's got some serious, you know, gaffes on his resume, just as Kyle does. And Kyle's actually, you know, yours, you mentioned Super Bowls. McCarthy's on the been to one and he won it. But it's been a long time since he got back there. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who would you rather have in a big game, the two coaches of this big game this Sunday? We're talking about Super Bowl, talking about deep playoff game.
Right, right.
Mike McCarthy of the Cowboys or Kyle Shanahan of the San Francisco 49ers? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, yeah. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/oddcouple. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Rob says he'd rather have Mike McCarthy in a big game over Kyle Shanahan. What say you?
William in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, William?
When we were using the word verklempt. I'm from Victorville.
Yes, sir.
Right, right.
Hey, I do remember guys, I got to tell you, I'm doing great, man. But I got to tell you, so many sports moderators talk about plug-and-play quarterbacks in their Kyle Shanahan systems, and yet Trey Lance didn't work. The two guys that used to back up Garoppolo,
Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard, Brian Hoyer,
exactly.
None of them worked.
Yep. Are they even in the league anymore? I don't know. You know, they're okay, but it's really not that simple, right? And I agree with you, Chris, man. Sometimes he does get a little bit too cute and breaks from that plan of what's working, right? It's like anything you do in life. If it's working, keep doing it. It's just that
right.
Simple.
And it's like I say about, Rob, we talk about Jerry Jones. You don't have to show get cute. Jones does it with his mouth. Shanahan does it with his play calls in the big moments. You're going to get the credit. If you just hand the ball off seven straight times and close out the game like that, you're going to get the credit. If Jerry Jones decided, I'm not talking for the rest of the year, and the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, Rob, guess who get the credit? Jerry Jones. So, right. So relax.
I don't
have to get cute.
It doesn't make sense why he feels compelled to have to do that. But there it is. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
I'm starting to think Rob really thinks it is Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Go ahead, Andre.
Yeah, we don't mind in the Commonwealth different pronunciations.
That's it.
But in a big matchup, I tell you, I got to go with Kyle Shanahan over Mike McCarthy, even though Mike McCarthy has the experience. Kyle Shanahan, what is he in his career? 62-49. Shanahan, much more experience, 155-97. So, you know, close to 300 games total for his experience. Listen, with Mike McCarthy, you had the Aaron Rodgers years, and, you know, his unit is not the best unit on the Dallas Cowboys. It's clearly the defense. But with Kyle Shanahan, now, yes, he's had the major meltdowns here in the Commonwealth. We got that Super Bowl when we were up huge because he still wanted to go pace and space, throwing the ball all over the place instead of grounding.
That was a major choke job that you could look at. If you remember that game, the Julio Jones made a great catch on third down. Do you remember that, Chris?
Yeah.
To set them up at first and 10 at the 22. Yep. Andre, you're in field goal position right there at the 22. You're up by 8 points. If you run the ball three straight times,
even if you don't
eat
gain
the clock,
a yard.
You don't have to gain a yard. Don't fumble it.
You could actually lose a few.
Right. And if you do that, kick a field goal, you're up by 11. Tom Brady can't beat you. He's passing the ball in that down. And go back, Andre, and look at it. They're even doing plays with time on the play clock, Chris. Like, they're not even letting the play clock go all the way down. They left Tom Brady extra time. That's on Kyle Shanahan.
Definitely. And look, Robert. Quinn has to – at that point, Quinn has to say something.
No, I know he's the head coach. I get you, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what Shanahan was – again, Rob, the only explanation is you're feeling yourself. I don't know what else you could call it.
100%. With Kyle Shanahan, it's that. But I think pound for pound against Mike McCarthy, you have to give Shanahan credit. Mike McDaniels is his protege. And so many teams run his form of offense. So Kyle Shanahan, I'm going to pick him against a Mike McCarthy. I'm not going to pick him against, you know, a veteran coach that's been there for some years that has the talent. But just those two pound for pound, I got to give Shanahan a slight advantage. But McCarthy, with the momentum he has, if he gets this win this week against San Francisco and allows his team to progress as far as they can, it'll change the narrative about him.
Thanks. Well, if McCarthy wins this Super Bowl, it the narrative is changed completely. And if they fizzle out of the playoffs in a bad manner again, kind of like the last 2 years, he'll get fired probably, or a good chance he gets fired.
And if Shanahan has another meltdown, Chris, in a big game, they keep winning all these games, they're undefeated. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, people are going to say,
he's got to prove it. I mean, I don't think his job is in jeopardy.
But the shine will fall off of him is what I'm saying, how people go gaga over him. That's all.
He's got to get it done, get over that hump. Yep, no question about it. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 877-99 on Fox. As always, you'll get your chance to weigh in next hour. We're going to move over to some NBA in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 20 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit matchup to $100 today. Rob, let's switch quickly to the NBA. And we've been talking about Deion Sanders, and most people, or well, at least it seems most media, I should say, is been very complimentary of Deion and the work he's done. Obviously, he's got some haters But J.J. Redick has taken a little bit of issue with Deion because of a recent talk he had with the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, remember, Rob, Philadelphia, in an interesting move, Nick Nurse, the new coach, has them doing their training camp in Colorado. All right, he wants them near the champions, the Denver Nuggets. He wants them breathing that thin air. So if they have to face them in the finals, you know, I mean, it's not going to last for 82 games. But, you know, they've been there. They felt it. A little interesting. I don't mind it psychologically, but a nice little psychological move. But since he's in Colorado, of course, he brought in Deion Sanders to talk to the team. And Deion apparently brought his camera crew to film the entire talk. And then they put it on social media, Rob G. Summarize the situation.
Yeah, you had it right. He came in, spoke to the team. It looked like it was almost like a breakfast or a brunch at a hotel. And he's at a nice fireplace. He's chopping it up. And sure enough, as Deion is known to do, he is the focus of at least one documentary. But he has another one separately that's done by his own. His son is like a multimedia person. So recorded the whole thing, the whole speech, put it up. Nothing really spicy came out of what he said. However, J.J. Redick saw that it was going viral on social media and tweeted this out. I grew up in the NBA. The teams I was on, we had plenty of motivational speakers. Some of them I really took a lot from, and a few were impactful for our team. None of those talks were recorded and then posted to social media. What are we doing now? Is the locker room not sacred?
J.J. Redick, stop it! I mean, look, I get the sanctity of the locker room, and that should be protected, Rob. When you were your teammates, even at the lower levels I played, high school, Division III, the locker room's fun, man. The smack talking, the junk talking. I mean, it's just, and then even, you know, the way the coaches talk to you, the players talking to each other, like, it's a lot of great stuff. And to be honest, a lot of stuff goes on that, you know, people out of context, just, you know, in society, so to speak, people would be mad about. But that's the sanctity of the locker room we're talking about. So I hear JJ on that. But this situation, I think he's going a bit overboard because, Rob, first of all, if the Sixers were just like, you know what? Nah, Deion, we can't. You know, we can't have you filming it. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm not sure Rob Deion Sanders wouldn't have been like, all right, cool. You know, Deion does love talking to athletes. These aren't young men. You know, these are professional players and stuff. But I feel like he'd get a kick out of talking to some basketball players and sharing his wisdom with them. And if they were like, we don't want it filmed, it's just private, I'm guessing he would have done it. I can't say I know for a fact. That's number one. So the Sixers didn't have a problem with it, obviously. Two, Rob, we see during NBA games nowadays that they will have little snippets of the coach's speech to the team sometimes, halftime or whatever. Then we see them in the huddles. We see players and coaches mic'd during games. Like, so I'm just saying, like, you can't – this is almost like saying – oh, I don't like players wearing jeans to games, and look at them wearing sweatsuits to games now. What about the dress code when the coaches now are wearing polo shirts and sweatpants and sneakers on the sidelines? I mean, you can't say I want to protect the sanctity of the locker room when you don't say anything else about all this other locker room invasion, so to speak, that is going on at the hands of the NBA. So I hear him about, I like the sanctity of the locker room, but I think in this case, he's way off. And I also think, Rob, quickly, Deion doesn't curse. We know, you know, with the bull junk and, you know, all that stuff, darn and stuff that he says. So he's not worried. A lot of times a guy might say, don't tape what I'm saying, because they're going to be cursing. They're going to use off-color language, whatever. And Deion's like, yo, I'm just going to, you know, I'm not worried about any of that. And so I think that, you know, obviously he wants to promote it and show it and stuff, but I think that's a factor for him too.
Yeah, I just think JJ is once again, way off from the standpoint of everybody, Chris, runs their locker room differently. It ain't right. the same. There are some locker rooms and some guys who would say, turn the camera off. We don't want it on. They would.
Yep.
And other yep. guys don't care. When I yep. covered baseball in the 90s, Chris, if you were an opposing player, you better not come in our clubhouse. Better not. They would fight you, Chris. They would, and then other clubhouses, they don't care.
Right.
Your buddy
right.
come over, dap you up, give you a jersey. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It just, exactly. everybody's different. And if the 76ers didn't want it, trust me, it wouldn't have happened. Even Absolutely. Though it wasn't the locker room, right? You said it was like a.
It was in a.
Do you see what I'm saying?
A like lounge or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if it was, they would have said, Deion, no. They would have told him up front, no, we don't want this out. We don't want this
Absolutely.
On video. And everything's on video. This is the same guy, J.J. Redick, Chris, after the Lakers started, what was it, 0-5, and they got blown out after a game or something, told us to forget about the season and just salute LeBron all year. Remember that? Hello, J.J.
I forgot about that.
J.J.,
yeah.
guess what? The Lakers went to the Western Conference Finals, and you told us to forget about the season after five games. Come on, dude. I know you played. I got respect for that, but come on. With some of this.
Yeah.
Stop.
And a lot of times, Rob, it might even be the, like I said, kind of the speaker doesn't want it filmed. But he didn't care in this case. In fact, he wanted it filmed. And so I even think if the players were given the choice, even, you know, they would want to hear Deion even if it's filmed. You know, and also they're getting more, and players are more and more comfortable, of course, in front of the camera nowadays. Everything is filmed. Everything is taped. So I think that's a difference too, Rob. Like, these guys are used to that. I'm surprised to hear this from JJ. I really am. Maybe I shouldn't be kind of as you're saying, Rob, but I'm a little surprised that this was a hill he wanted to die on, because it really wasn't that big of a deal. And like you said, if the Sixers had really been up in arms about it, they just either don't have Deion or tell him, you can't bring the cameras in.
Chris, there wouldn't have been on. I believe that. If the stars on the team say, come on, no video. This is us.
Right.
Right. We don't want nobody else to be in on what we're doing. It's that simple. Takes one guy to object, right? One star to say, nah, let's do this. This is just for us. This ain't
Rob,
for anybody else.
Rob G, so far, so good with James Harden, right? I mean, he hasn't made any noise.
No, nothing yet. But be patient, Chris. We got
plenty
of time.
It's only day three or whatever.
Plenty of time for him to break out the fat suit, put a cell phone in his pocket. We never know.
Remember, against when he was with the Rockets, Rob, he was playing great the first few games. That year he demanded the trade. I think he had 44 one game or something like that.
And then he came out with the fat suit on, like
yep.
Rob G's talking about. And it's true. I'll never forget that. I was like, look how fat he is. You remember? Chris, you remember that?
Yeah. How do you see this playing out, Rob, with Harden?
I don't think they're trading him.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, they may not. If they don't, you know, the Clippers have thrown out a few offers, but nothing that is whetting the appetite, so to speak, of the Sixers. And Daryl Morey won't trade him if he doesn't get what he thinks is, you know, a good deal.
Right.
He won't. And Rob, look, James Harden, first of all, has made some bad decisions. He just has. It's his choice. But, I mean, he's just made some bad, just financial decisions. I mean, remember, Rob G, I don't know if you know the number, but the Nets were offering him some huge contract extension, over $100 million, if I'm not mistaken. And he turned that down and then, of course, demanded the trade, and now's never gotten that money back. And that's one of the things he's upset about, you know, just that he didn't have that money back, but then he gave the Sixers $14 million last year. Now doesn't get that money back. So I get
yeah,
him
but
being
this
upset.
Is him, but this is him, his own doing.
These
though.
Are his decisions. And Morey, you know, he may, I don't know. Look, the NBA investigated. They said they didn't find that they made a handshake, wink, wink agreement or whatever. But I get he's upset. Right. But Rob, he just doesn't have a choice. If he wants his basketball career to continue past this season. And I mean that. Like, I don't know that as good as he is still, the teams with major cap room next year are not going to be good teams. We're talking about Orlando, San Antonio. You know, they got the young kid from France, Wembanyama. And, you know, a few other young teams, Utah, I think, will have some money. But teams that are not going to want James Harden. And a team that's close, they might want to bring him in as more of a role player or, you know, like nobody's going to be able to pay him huge money. And if they want him at all, he's going to have a good attitude. They're going to have to be like, look, we don't want him breaking up our chemistry or messing up our locker room. So, Rob, the best thing for him to do is just go out and play the best ball he can with the Sixers. Because they do. If he balls out and Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, they got good role players. They actually are legit contenders. I don't think they win the East, but they're legit contenders. And that's the best thing for him to do to continue his career and keep his reputation and image and our memories of him as a great player more than just a malcontent who started demanding all these trades late in his career. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Shekel City's around the corner. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. TireRack.com studios were brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right. Last night, 1-1. I did not see that Bears victory coming, but I did see the over, Chris. I didn't think it'd be 60 points. It was 44.5. 60 points. Wow.
Wow.
All right, here we go. The football picks will be up for Shekel City all over social media coming up. So we're going to do some baseball for Saturday. And then on the visuals, we'll do the football pigskin pickoff, five picks for that. All right, I'm going to go with – I like Texas to beat the Orioles, Chris, in this series. But I'm going to actually take Baltimore in game one.
Wow.
Baltimore minus 1.5. You know why? Texas won both games on the road, you know, in the wild card. Are they going to win three straight road playoff games? I mean, that's a lot.
That is
That's
true.
A That's lot. A I mean, point. just off of that, good like, point. You know what I mean? Like, it's not based off of anything else. Are they going to win a third straight road game? I'm saying no. Twins plus 1.5 runs. I'll take the Twins, Chris, in that matchup. I like the Twins as well. And against Houston, that game will be in Houston. I'm going to take the Braves -1.5 runs. They host the Phillies. Last year, the Phillies beat them, Chris. Knocked the Braves out. Braves are strong. I'm going to take the Braves at home, -1.5 runs. And my upset special, again, Arizona over the Dodgers. If they get through Kershaw tomorrow, it's going to be problems, Chris.
This is my upset special.
Yes, it is.
I hear you.
I got the at Diamondbacks +1.5 runs in Los Angeles. So remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, you're going to Colorado's game, the football game tomorrow.
I am.
Standing on the sidelines with Dion, walking out with the team or anything like that?
No, that's not happening. I got my $60 seat in the stands with my buddy Divine, who got the tickets. That's what I'm doing. Nothing special, Chris. And you know what? I was just going to Colorado, not for the game, but as you know, I have mentees all over.
It's in Colorado?
I mean, going to Colorado. Arizona, I meant.
Right, okay.
And I got mentees all over the place, but I got like three or four of them there. So I just go and have lunch with them once a year, you know, like have some wings, talk about school, journalism. And then I realized that Colorado was playing. So then the other buddy said, hey, you want to go to the game, blah, blah, blah. That's where I'm going.
Okay, okay. How excited are you? This is their one first game. It's not like
for sure they're going to lose, right?
Nationally televised. It isn't. I don't believe
if they lose to Arizona State, they're going to be in trouble, right? Shouldn't they beat Arizona State?
Yeah. What I think they're underdogs. Rob G, are they underdogs? 4 points or something like that?
But they can beat. Yeah. They can beat Arizona
State.
They
should.
State,
they,
right?
They should win.
Like if they don't beat them. Then they might have a run here. That'd be three straight losses, right?
It'll be a bad loss if they lose this game. It'll be a bad
loss.
So
who, Arizona State is 4.5-point favorites?
According to BetMGM, shout out Lamar Mitchell, Colorado on the road, 4.5-point road favorites.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, favorites, against Arizona State. That's what
right.
They're supposed to win that game, Chris. If they don't win
that
game.
They're 3-2. I think Arizona State is either 1-4, yeah, 1-4. Lost their last four.
Right.
But they lost. Remember, they gave USC a good game. They lost 42-28.
That's when USC dropped
Colorado,
in the rankings.
Right,
you remember that? Yeah, because.
Yeah, three spots in the rankings. So we'll see. But they look, I think they're going to win. What's your gut, Rob? Win or lose?
Win. If they don't win that game, then they got other issues. Because is Hunter back? Right.
Well, I don't think he's going.
Oh, he's
to
not
play.
Back. I thought he was back. Okay.
But they got Arizona State and then Stanford. Those are two winnable games. Then Rob, UCLA and Arizona or Oregon State. Oregon State is ranked, so they need to win these next two, get to feeling really good about themselves again. Because right now, Rob, three of their last four games are against teams in the top 20: Oregon State, Washington State, and Utah. So they want to be feeling good about themselves going into those games. All right, Odd Couple, keep it locked. 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.